the new firm quite a lot of things, and one of them was that Vetinari moved like a snake. This was going to cost the lawyer a lot of money. Mr. Pin had nearly got cut. But he was proud of stabbing the clerk and shoving Charlie out on the landing to babble to the stupid servants. That hadn't been in the script. That was the kind of service you got from the new firm. He snapped his fingers as he walked. Yeah, they could react. They could extemporise. They could get creative. Excuse me, gentlemen. A figure had stepped out of the alleyway ahead of them, a knife in each hand. Thieves' Guild, it said. Excuse me, this is an official robbery. To the surprise of the thief, Mr. Pin and Mr. Tulip seemed neither shocked nor frightened, despite the size of the knives. Instead, they looked like a pair of lepidopterists who'd stumbled across an entirely new kind of butterfly and found it trying to wave a tiny little net.
"Official robbery," said Mr. Tulip, slowly.
"Ah, your visitors to our fair city," said the thief. "Then this is your lucky day, sir. And, sir, a theft of $25 entitles you to immunity from further street theft for a period of a full 6 months, plus, for this week only, the choice of this handsome box of crystal wine glasses or a useful set of barbecue tools which will be the envy of your friends."
"You mean your legal?" said Mr. Pin.
"What ing friends?" said Mr. Tulip.
"Yes, sir. Lord Vetinari feels that since there'll always be some crime in the city, it might as well be organised."
Mr. Tulip and Mr. Pin looked at one another. "Well, legal is my middle name," said Mr. Pin, shrugging. "Over to you, Mr. Tulip.
And since you are newcomers, I can offer you an introductory $100 theft, which will give you subsequent immunity for a full 26 months, plus this booklet of restaurant, livery hire, clothing and entertainment vouchers worth a full $25 at today's prices. Your neighbours would admire..."
Mr. Tulip's arm moved in a blur. One banana bunch hand caught the thief around the neck and slammed his head against the wall.
"Unfortunately, Mr. Tulip's middle name is Bastard," said Mr. Pin, lighting a cigarette.
The meaty sounds of his colleague's permanent anger continued behind him as he picked up the wine glasses and examined them critically.
"Cheap paste, not crystal at all," he said. "Who can you trust these days? It makes you despair."
The body of the thief slumped to the ground.
"I think I'll go for the ing barbecue set," said Mr. Tulip, stepping over it. "I see here where it contains a number of oh-so-useful skewers and spatulas that will add a ing new dimension of enjoyment to those al fresco patio meals."
He ripped open the box and dragged out a blue and white apron, which he examined critically.
"Kill the cook," he said, slipping it over his head. "Hey, this is classy stuff. I'll have to get some ing friends so they can envy me when I'm having a meal with ing al fresco. How about them ing vouchers?"
"There's never any good stuff in these things," said Mr. Pin. "It's just a way of shifting stuff no one can sell. See here, 25% off happy hour prices at Furby's Castle of Cabbage."
He tossed the booklet aside.
"Not bad, though," said Mr. Tulip. "And he only had $20 on him, so it's a ing bargain."
"I'll be glad when we leave this place," said Mr. Pin. "It's too strange. Let's just frighten a dead man and get out of here."
Ingrat!
The cry of the wild newspaper seller rang out across the twilight square as William set off back to Gleam Street. They were still selling well, he could see. It was only by accident, as a citizen hurried past him, that he saw the headline, "Woman Gives Birth to Cobra." Surely Saccharissa hadn't got out another edition by herself, had she? He ran back to the cellar. It wasn't the Times. The title, in big bold type that was rather better than the stuff the dwarfs made, was "Ankh-Morpork Inquirer, the News You Only Hear About, 2p.
"What's all this?"
he said to the cellar, who was socially above Ron's group by several layers of grime.
"Always what?"
"All this.
The stupid interview with Drumknot had left William very annoyed.
"Ask me, Gov. I'll get a penny for everyone I sell, that's all I know."
"Rain of soup in Genua? Hen lays egg 3 times in hurricane? Where'd all this come from?"
"Look, Gov, if I was a reading man, I wouldn't be flogging papers, right?"
"Someone else has started a paper," said William.
He cast his eyes down to the small print at the bottom of the single page, and in this paper, even the small print wasn't very small.
"In Gleam Street,"